We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
The Financial Exchange, weekdays 10 to noon, 1120 a.m. WBNW.
The following program is wholly sponsored and produced by Stu Taylor on Business, which is responsible for its content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and or their respective companies and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station. It is strongly recommended that all listeners conduct their own due diligence on all companies mentioned and or seek out the advice and counsel of a financial professional. The guests on this show may pay a fee to appear on the show and are not affiliated with the show in any manner. This is Stu Taylor on Business. Now, Stu Taylor.
All right, well, it's time to focus on what happened last night. What a night, I'll tell you. Everything seems to be unexpected because the parameters, the definitions of what really initiate and influence a campaign are gone. They're all out the window. Hopefully, we have, if it is Trump, the right kind of businessman, even though Mitt Romney said he wasn't successful. I mean, Mitt Romney has lost so much respect with me, I can't even begin to explain it. It's a whole new dimension. It's a whole new revolt against the establishment. Every time we've run through elections for all the years that I follow them, for all the years that I've covered them, we knew that there was going to be a just rather conventional outcome, regardless of who won. It started to get unconventional when Barry Hussein Obama won. It kind of turned the tables on why people vote and how they vote, and it was the beginning of voting in opposition and disgust for the current situation, for the status quo. Now, I'm all for that, and I'm still for the two-party system, and I am for a popular vote but not an electoral vote, but it doesn't really matter because this is where we're going. Michael Bloomberg, by virtue of not entering this race, will not create a third-party dilemma, and I'm glad. Go take a hike. You know, you can't buy a 32-ounce soda in New York, but you can buy two 16-ounce sodas. Whew. I'm glad we don't have to deal with Michael Bloomberg, and I will get to Bernie Sanders. Congratulations to Bernie, by the way. And we'll get to that after I talk about what happened last night. What happened last night was a strong protest. It was also a rather definitive statement of what will happen with Marco Rubio. And if he doesn't pull out before Florida, he's going to suffer tremendous embarrassment in Florida and I believe risk his career, because he'll be known not just for losing this presidential race, which is not in and of itself a shame, but little Marco will be perceived as a loser in his own home state. Bad, bad business. I don't think you can attach the same kind of analysis to John Kasich. Kasich is a different kind of politician. If he loses in Ohio, you know, his respect will be there. He'll still be governor of Ohio. And he'll still govern there with a rather high popularity rating. Kasich is by no means my choice. And the only way I'd ever vote for Kasich is if he ran against Hillary Clinton. And that pertains to all the rest of them, except the two people still in charge here, and it's becoming a two-man race, is Donald Trump and Ted Cruz. And Ted Cruz, ladies and gentlemen, I want to inform you, as I have in the past several weeks, Ted Cruz is not out of this. Now, I'll be satisfied with some trepidation if Trump is the nominee. I'll be happy with less trepidation if Cruz is the nominee, and I'm not going to jump ahead and worry about who would win the debate against Hillary Clinton. Let's get there first. Because it's a foregone conclusion, unless the indictment takes place, that Hillary will be the candidate. Yeah, I think the only other thing could derail her are those, quote, perceived medical problems she has. And, I only go so far in what I wish for and what I don't wish for. I don't wish her to have any medical problems. I wish for her to spend the rest of her life in prison. But I'm not wishing ill health on her at all. So I want to make that clear. It's do or die for Marco Rubio, but he couldn't pick up any electoral votes last night. And I mean, no delegates last night. And for all practical purposes, he's finished. So why is he staying in? Is he's hoping for some kind of a miracle in Florida? I don't know whether he's in dreamland or what. This is the time for him to pull out. If he doesn't want Trump, he should support Rubio. I can understand Kasich staying in this a little bit longer. See, Marco's won Puerto Rico and Minnesota. Kasich hasn't won anything. But, you know, he's slow and steady. He's a cerebral guy. He's a bright guy. And I can understand the justification for him staying in. He's not going to lose anything as long as he can get financed. He had hoped to score a victory in Michigan where Trump trumped both Cruz and Rubio. And, of course, Kasich, who finished strong there but not strong enough. You know, you need wins. If you're like Marco Rubio, you know, a little Marco, you can't keep going along in state after state. Not win any of them except Minnesota and Puerto Rico and claim you're in this. The numbers don't add up. And last night, there were a number of watershed moments, and the big one will be Super Tuesday on the 15th. But last night was undoubtedly a referendum on the power of Donald Trump and the fact that people are so ticked off at the slander, the attempts by the not only the far left, but the Republican Party to demonize him, that he's just staying in here. And it's not so much love for Trump, which explains the fact that he doesn't have a high favorability rating in terms of love. And Hillary Clinton's got the most amazingly low trust record for distrust. Yet people are still going to vote for her. I mean, figure that one out. Is it that they're going to vote for her no matter what? Are they going to vote for her because Elizabeth Warren isn't running? And she's running against Bernie Sanders. Donald Trump has redefined the Republican Party like nobody else ever has. He's drawing evangelicals, conservatives, nationalists, conventional Republicans, liberal Democrats, Reagan Democrats, blue-collar Democrats, those on the lower end of the socioeconomic scale. He's doing it very effectively. And I don't know how much of this is just a function of kind of shooting from the hip and being successful or carefully laid out plans behind closed doors. We're never going to know that. But I do know that Rubio failed to meet the minimum threshold to take home delegates in Michigan and Mississippi. And I'm sure everybody who's listening has not missed this, that Trump won victories in Michigan and Mississippi. Cruz took Idaho, and Trump also took Hawaii with its 19 delegates. Cruz got nothing. Mario. Marco Rubio. Hello. Let me get my tongue untwisted here. Marco Rubio took nothing. So what does he do and how does that affect things? It would be nice if he and Kasich would get out and that would make it a two-man battle but and join up with Ted Cruz, whom they hate as well. But it's going to either be Cruz or Rubio. And I don't have a crystal ball in front of me. I don't think it's going to be a broken convention because the Republicans would love that. But if the delegate count of 1,237 can be reached and Trump is at 300 and something, Cruz is at 200 and something, I don't have the exact numbers in front of me, but you can check that out anywhere. One of them has to reach that. And the only threat is if there's that one doesn't. And if Cruz or Trump reach that, I don't know what the Republicans are going to do. They've already shamed themselves. Shamed themselves, and they deserve what they got because they've rejected this and couldn't accept the fact that Trump was in this, even with his aberrant behavior, like last night, his victory speech, promoting his wine, promoting his magazine, promoting Trump University, promoting his vodka line. I mean, it's as an entrepreneur, I'm getting more pleasure and satisfaction and understanding out of this, I think, than the average person, because I'm a businessman, certainly on a very, very low scale compared to Donald Trump. But hey, who isn't? It's an opportunity, whatever it is that comes up, that Donald Trump does not pass. He's got a way of doing it, a way that entertains people, entertainment, storytelling, a part of it. But mostly it's his nationalistic passion for stop getting into wars, get rid of illegal immigrants. Although Cruz, I think, is the big one on that. And there are some holes. There are a lot of holes in what Donald Trump says. But by and large, it's a response, a visceral response, a response of anger at the establishment, immigration, our foreign policy, our financial endeavors in keeping America strong and eradicating the debt. He's hit all of the salient points. And I don't think there are objections from the majority that he'll go out and tax the very rich, you know, the Wall Street, the Goldman Sachs and those people. He's by and large encompassing as large a group as he can. And unless this railroad train is stopped and stopped on March 15th, Donald Trump is your candidate, but I want to be very clear about this. Ted Cruz is very much alive. More on last night, today when we come back. This is Stu Taylor.
I recently received my doctorate in astronomy, so mapping trans-Neptunian planets is a cakewalk. But tracking the trajectory of my financial future? Not so much. Fortunately, I've got TIAA. They helped me figure out a long-term personalized plan for my finances that I'm, well, over the moon about.
See how we're helping those who do good do well at the new TIAA.org. TIAA, created to serve, built to perform.
For the best deals and the best styles of the season, get to Lumber Liquidators' Spring Flooring Sale. All in-stock North American and European laminate is 10 to 20% off. Get popular styles from just 39 cents. Plus, get up to $2 a square foot off 3/4-inch solid pre-finished hardwood and pre-finished engineered hardwood from 99 cents. Get 20% off wood look tile, and all in-stock vinyl plank is on sale. Plus, deals on bamboo from $169 and 18-month special financing. For the best flooring deals this week, visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370, call 800-605-5370.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the first national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. Small businesses drive America forward, generating 64% of all new jobs in the last decade. With over 30 million small businesses in the U.S., shouldn't you be watching BizTV? With the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners, BizTV is the network you should be watching. Success stories, new ideas turned into businesses, programs full of sales tips, goal setting, how to manage, how to raise capital, and improving work-life balance. BizTV is for those who want to succeed. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
Biz Talk Radio.
The Legal Exchange, Saturdays 1 to 2 p.m., a.m. 1120, WBNW.
This is Lanny Davis doing an interview with Stu Taylor about my book, Crisis Tales, Five Rules for Coping with Crises in Business, Politics, and Life. I'm enjoying this interview very much, especially because Stu Taylor, who may be wrong politically about almost everything, is a gentleman and knows how to civilly disagree with my very liberal perspective.
All right, we continue with last night's primaries and John Kasich. You know, they all put a good spin on things. Rubio is talking like a winner. He's a complete and total loser. John Kasich is talking about himself as a viable candidate for the presidency. The only way that that could even remotely happen is if they have a broken convention and Kasich is the guy, and he's liberal enough, I'll tell you, to meet the GOP standards. I mean, that's what's happened to this party. It's gone to hell in a handbasket. And Kasich is it's going to be a favorite of them. Rubio was the favorite, but he kind of blew himself out of the water by confronting Trump in the street. As I say, if you're in a street fight, if you don't, you know, somebody tell Mitt Romney that. If you're in a street fight and you don't want to do it, you're going to lose. So you have to make certain emotional and intellectual concessions if you want to run for president, I believe. Otherwise, don't do it. I mean, unless you're looking for speaking engagements, a nice little place in the administration like Chris Christie might have. I can understand that. But a lot of these people are just cursed with delusions of grandeur. You got Rubio, he hasn't won a single state. Kasich, in his own remarks, said that there are three candidates left competing for the Republican nomination. What puts him ahead of Marco Rubio? Well, he's got more delegate votes. But I think in all honesty, you should say two candidates. Because this train is moving, and this train isn't going to be derailed. And with Michigan, Mississippi, Idaho, and Hawaii now accounted for, where is Kasich and where is Rubio? You know, you have to start winning. So Trump has now talked about himself as being the head of a new political movement of people who want to be heard. And he's got Marco Rubio labeled with a nickname that looks like it's sticking. And I'm sure Marco Rubio, who has his high cowboy boots with the big heels, hates being called Little Marco. I don't know if anybody else who could get away with this other than Donald Trump. You know, Trump made an interesting statement. He said, and I'm going to quote him, "See, hostility works for some people. It doesn't work for everybody." This is such an important message in life. If you want to try comedy, but you don't have that natural comedic effect, just don't go there. If it doesn't happen naturally, don't go there. Marco has got a sense of humor, but it was so transparent on his hostility towards Trump that he only got additional followers on Trump's side, I believe. And the same thing would happen if Kasich pulled out, if Rubio pulled out. You'd find a lot of these people just automatically aren't going to gravitate anywhere but to Donald Trump. And where we're seeing that more and more and more every day because Trump goes across party lines, demographic lines, racial lines, religious lines. He's garnering a lot of support. And you know what the bottom line is? It's like Bill Parcells said, your record, you are what your record is. Trump talked about Rubio's decision to go after him on the campaign trail. He talked about how it didn't work. He would have been better off if he kept the original, this is a quote, pitter-patter going. I love the Trump steaks, the bottles of Trump wine. I think I said vodka, but Trump wine. And, you know, it's all part of the act. This kind of breaks things up humorously. And I said I wouldn't refer to it in terms of the great debate if Trump is the nominee against Hillary. But I guess I'm going down that road, and I kind of can't get off it. So I'd say that'll be a most interesting debate where Trump just viciously attacks Hillary. And that's something that nobody's had the guts to do. Trump will do it on all of these schemes and fraudulent behavior and the IRS mail and the commodities thing and Bill Clinton's sexcapades and Travelgate. Use, of course, of emails and a personal server, Benghazi. I mean, it goes on and on and on. And Hillary, who's a terrific debater and a very adept liar. I mean, she's good at it. I'm just going to say it. I think I'm sharp enough to notice when she's lying and when she isn't. And as is the case with most politicians, every time her mouth opens, she's lying. But nobody lies like Hillary and Barack Obama, whom I have seen in all these years. Everybody distorts or lies. Everybody. So I'm not sitting here holier than thou. And to tell you that if I weren't in this race as a presidential candidate, I know I would have to assume some risks and maybe a little bit of injury to my character, to my vanity. But, if you don't want to do it, and the justification, by the way, the rationalization is a rationalization for the most decent of them. When I get there, I'll do the right thing, but I have to get there. And if I don't get there, I can't do anything. Trump's motivation, proclaimed himself the head of a new political movement of people who want to be heard. And he talked about his doubters and said that despite occasional statements that weren't quite political, he'd be more presidential than anybody, he said, except for Abraham Lincoln. I mean, you have to smile a little bit when you hear this, but the message apparently is getting through. I don't know what would happen in a Trump-Hillary debate. Hillary is pretty well-versed, and as I mentioned, she's an adept, competent, accomplished liar. She's not intimidated. You know, her temperament and everything seems to blossom when she's being attacked viciously. Trump doesn't care what anybody says. That would be an interesting, that would be like a world heavyweight championship. Cruz against Hillary Clinton. I think the concern there is that Cruz, who's a great constitutional lawyer, the smartest student that Alan Dershowitz has ever had, according to Professor Dershowitz. No slouch, although he's found himself a little bit uncomfortable in this social situation, trying to play the game along with Trump that everybody else has failed at. And as I said, don't try to be what you're not. Cruz is not a comedian. He has to go on where his strength is, and his strength is he's so much more knowledgeable than Donald Trump on all the issues. It's like night and day. He's also, I believe, a true conservative. Donald Trump is wearing a conservative mantle, although his history indicates he's anything but we have transcended past expectations so that there is no basis upon ideology for this. There is no basis in terms of voting for ideology. We'll have the first promoter, carnival salesman. We'll continue with this when we come back, and I will get to Bernie and Hillary. We'll be right back.
Are you worried about losing your home to foreclosure? If you've been threatened with foreclosure or receive legal papers from your bank, you have approximately 30 days to respond. If you do not respond, you could lose your home. You have rights. Act now to protect your rights. You can stay in your home. Many times you can even modify your loan. The bottom line is you can get past this, but you must act right now. If you've been served by your bank and you're worried about losing your home to foreclosure, now is the time to fight back and save your home. Time is limited, so call the professionals at National Foreclosure Defense right now.
800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. That number again is 800-708-7922.
This is a national health care alert from the Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You could qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Get free delivery, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers at no charge to you. So if you're on Medicare and have knee pain, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost. Friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have other pain-relieving braces, too, for your shoulder, ankle, or back. You may be eligible to get these items and more at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Our friendly representatives are standing by now to help you, so please call now.
Call 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301. Again, 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving, but my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call. But I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 877-726-3369. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 877-726-3369. That's 877-726-3369.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
Biz Talk Radio.
Stories of the Legal Exchange, Sundays 2 to 3, AM 1120, WBNW.
Hi, this is Mark Victor Hansen, wrote Chicken Soup for the Soul book series for you. And I want to tell you, you're listening to my friend Stu Taylor, who is Chicken Soup for Your Business Soul. He makes you feel good while you earn more money and less time and have fun doing it and learning from all the greatest of the greats that he interviews so well.
All right, thank you, Mark Victor Hansen. Appreciate the praise. We're back, and a look at what is happening with the Democrats. Now, here's the difference with the Democrats. There's only one thing that can stop Hillary Clinton, and that's an indictment. And, you know, my guess is nothing's going to happen. And if she does get indicted, my guess is that there may be an indictment. Let me correct myself. You've got 150 FBI agents working on this. And that indictment, if it comes, should come in the next 2 weeks. I don't know who's going to be indicted, Homer Aberdeen, or those people who are above her. Immunity's been granted. I don't think they grant immunity. I'm not a lawyer, but I don't think they grant immunity if they're not going to proceed with an indictment. And as I said, the best scenario that I see, this is my prediction. You know, I hate to go on predictions, but here's my prediction. She'll get indicted. It'll go to from Obama to Attorney General Loretta Lynch, who is, trust me, even though she's got a nicer temperament than Eric Holder, she has very little difference between Loretta Lynch and Eric Holder. I'm surprised she got accepted and nominated to be Attorney General. It's just another example of the sellout of the Republican Party. I can't stand the Republican Party. She'll get it in front of her. She'll squash the indictment with orders from Obama. It won't proceed. They'll dismiss this. There will be somewhat of a clash and a feedback. There may be the head of the FBI, James Comey, may walk and quit his job, and there may be some people following him. There'll be a lot of hullabaloo, a lot of controversy for a week, and like every other pile of you-know-what that Barack Obama steps into and whatever scandals he creates, this one will likewise go by, and people will no longer address it. One of the exceptions is Guantanamo, where we continually address it because Guantanamo is still open, although more and more prisoners are being taken. I don't know. There's less than 100 in there now. Obama wants them out. Legitimate reports say up to 30% of them have reengaged in battle against the United States. That punk, Josh Earnest, the spokesperson for Obama, said, well, pretty good percentage. We estimate it's about 6%. Lies, lies, lies. And I don't know whether the American public buys it. In one sense, it doesn't matter because Obama, will hopefully be history in a short period of time, although I don't think he'll be like other presidents who will gracefully retire and move into the sunset. He'll be a huge power broker. So what do we got? We got Hillary Clinton kissing Barack Obama's you-know-what, deciding to that she has to take up that position. And tell me, I mean, come on. Is there not incredible mutual hatred between the Obamas and the Clintons? It's documented. I mean, there's hatred between Bill and Hillary. This will make a great movie, and I'm sure it will be after Wag the Dog. I mean, there are so many movies you could make here. Bernie Sanders, I say congratulations. I saw him in that town hall meeting in Michigan, going up against Hillary Clinton. You know, Bernie, if I could say one thing to you, why did you defend Hillary with those emails and say it didn't matter? That was the kiss of death for Bernie Sanders, although I don't believe he would have had any chance then. And I don't think he has any chance now, even though he's doing a pretty good job with the delegates. This is Hillary's. It's Hillary's to lose if she gets indicted. I want you to sit around and say, President Hillary Clinton. President Hillary Rotten Clinton. I couldn't imagine Obama being president. I can't imagine Hillary being president. And I'm hoping that people will have awakened enough to realize that a vote between Ted Cruz and Hillary Clinton is a no-brainer for Ted Cruz, and a vote between Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton, you know, you may have to think about it. Are you concerned about the unpredictable, erratic behavior of Donald Trump? The answer is yes. But I'd rather have Donald Trump and take my risk with him than go with Satan. Satan being Hillary. I think what Donald Trump will do with, like, Carl Icahn, Secretary of the Treasury, John Bolton, Secretary of Defense, Secretary of State, rather, he will nominate and put people in who have great ability. See, if you're running an organization now, the most I ever had when I ran a business was 35, but I knew, other than picking the people and being responsible for them being hired, except on the lower level, I knew that I couldn't individually attend to all of those people. My role was to make things happen in a very difficult business, and that was what I was focused on. My business doesn't compare in any way to being president of the United States. So we shall see. The surprises are that Hillary's strength and the level of distrust, and people don't seem to care about distrust, is surprising. Hillary results here in Michigan, where she was a lock and had about a 30-point lead over Bernie Sanders, who managed to beat her at the finish line. Hillary's strength is in the deep south. I don't know what's happened when Hillary's going to go north of the Mason-Dixon border. We got Clinton. She's already won Iowa, Nevada, and Massachusetts, and dominance in the south. But she's got an uncomfortable truth. The delegate lead that she has amassed, that delegate lead is built solely on wins in the south. And you can analyze this and see where the votes are coming from. And we are now in a position where the meat's going to hit the bone, or the pedal's going to hit the accelerator, whatever that saying is. She will win this, and those super delegates will go to her. But I don't think anybody has expected this kind of battle from Bernie Sanders. And while I don't dislike Bernie Sanders at all, I have the same kind of respect for him that I have for Putin and others, and that they're strong nationalists who are looking to do what they think is best for their country at any expense. Sanders is a flat-out socialist/communist and doesn't deny it. He never has. He won't use the word communist. And I was going to either make a declaratory statement or a question. Can a communist win as president of the United States? And I guess I'd have to say no, because the youth vote alone won't carry him. And he's got that youth vote, just like Hillary has the uneducated younger female vote. But boy, it is really something that Sanders couldn't beat Hillary in Michigan. And no one gave his campaign a fighting shot. This is really quite an accomplishment on the part of Bernie Sanders. Not only is it an accomplishment on the part of Bernie Sanders, it's an indictment of Hillary Clinton. I don't mean the kind of indictment that may be coming from the FBI. Sanders edged out Clinton by 2 points in a wire-to-wire finish in Michigan. Hillary obliterated Sanders in Mississippi. A lot of delegates at stake, and when you get into winner-take-all, that really raises the stakes. And when you get into California, Ohio, and Florida, this is by virtue of the electoral system, as opposed to the popular vote, I never, you know, and I'm going to come on here, I'm going to be absolutely honest. I'm not going to, nobody would know this. I'm not going to misrepresent myself. I didn't have any problem with the electoral system when Bush beat out Gore and when Bush beat out Kerry. I have problems with the electoral system versus the popular vote because Obama won in this upcoming election. Do you realize how the cards are stacked? And stacked heavily against the Republicans when you've got these huge blue states with so many electoral votes that you know Florida is a swing, you know, Florida can go either way, but you know you're going to lose California, New York, and probably Ohio. It means you have to have a different kind of platform than others have had. And I don't think there's anybody listening to the show or anyone out there who thinks that Donald Trump does not have a different kind of platform than anybody else. All right, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back with our first guest and only guest of the day, Amy Dennis. This is Stu Taylor.
Paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
In my line of work, I'm trying to make a difference. Not $1 billion, but I do want to be able to save for the future. So this year, I partnered with TIAA to help me map out what I should be doing. Together, we came up with a personalized plan for my finances. And now it seems like a life of rewarding work just might pay off for a lifetime.
See how we're helping those who do good do well at the new TIAA.org. TIAA, created to serve, built to perform.
Going on right now at Guitar Center. We're extending our friends and family discount to you. Save up to 15% off most major brands and products throughout the store. From starter packs and custom shop guitars to practice pads, handcrafted drum kits, the latest recording gear and more. There's never been a better time for you to make music. And with savings up to 15% on most major brands and products, it's never been easier. Visit GuitarCenter.com or come in store and mention friends and family and save up to 15%. Now through Sunday.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Are you worried about losing your home to foreclosure? If you've been threatened with foreclosure or receive legal papers from your bank, you have approximately 30 days to respond. If you do not respond, you could lose your home. You have rights. Act now to protect your rights. You can stay in your home. Many times you can even modify your loan. The bottom line is you can get past this, but you must act right now. If you've been served by your bank and you're worried about losing your home to foreclosure, now is the time to fight back and save your home. Time is limited, so call the professionals at National Foreclosure Defense right now.
800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922.
800-708-7922. That number again is 800-708-7922.
Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. For your free health insurance quote, call now. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975.
Biz Talk Radio. You're locked into Money Matters Radio, 1120 AM WBNW.
I'm Dick Morris. When I visit Boston, I don't go to see the Red Sox. I listen to Stu Taylor on Business.
All right, our only guest this morning, Amy Dennis. The name of the book, Now What? Boot Camp for the Believer. It's published by Tate Publishing. You can go to tatepublishing.com, amazon.com, barnesandnoble.com. Amy, welcome to the show. Nice to have you on.
Stu, good morning, and it's an honor to be on your show. Thank you for having me.
Tell us about your book and why you wrote it. Were you a religious person? It's a book with a religious slant to it, but was it a book and you're based upon your conversion to being a strong religious Christian person based on your early experience?
You know, yes and no. So it is, I've got my journey peppered throughout it. So it talks a little bit about my story and my life. And, you know, I wanted to make it relatable to other people, but I became a believer at a young age, in fourth grade, and you know, grew up going to church and things like that. And it wasn't until my mid-20s that my life really changed.
And how did it change?
Well, I found myself really in the deepest pit of depression in my whole life. I'd had a really difficult childhood, and I was in a very difficult marriage, and I was very, very depressed. And I didn't understand how, you know, if I have God in my life, why are things so difficult? And I just felt defeated and discouraged. And a lady that I knew came alongside me. I didn't know her very well at the time, but she took the time to literally just care for me and love me and pray for me and walk beside me and show me that there was more to being a believer than just knowing who God is and believing that he exists, but it was about a relationship with him. And Debbie is her name, and she took the time to just walk beside me and help me discover what it meant to have a relationship and took me through those steps. So in the book, I wanted to share that with others so that they could see what happens, you know, after you become a believer, what's next, and that there's more to that.
Were you a religious person prior to this profound life-changing event?
Well, I would say that, you know, I had God in my life. I was a believer and I went to church, but it didn't seem to make that big of a difference as to where I'm at today, for sure.
All right, more rote behavior because it was expected of you, but you never really internalized it, correct?
Yeah. That moment of change really came when I realized that it's about a relationship. You know, God's there to give us hope and encourage us and take us through every storm in life and just help us persevere. And that's what made the difference.
Let's go fast forward. Can you tell us what your life is like today and what you attribute to the, I assume, the stability and the pleasures you're having?
Sure. Well, I definitely can't say that I've got it all figured out. I don't think I'll ever be there, but certainly I'm able to find my smile. You know, that was something that was missing in my earlier years, and I have a hope now that I am able to try to find victory in every circumstance and overcome the storms, you know, that we face in life. So I look at those things from a different perspective now. I realize that those things are there to build our character, to change who we are, and that there's actually a lot of good in that for me. It's hard when you're going through that storm to sometimes, you know, you can get discouraged and downcast, and I still do. There's times that I still do, but I'm able to really pull myself, I guess God can pull me out of that a lot easier now, and those storms don't seem as overwhelming in my life because I've learned, I guess, how to focus on God through that. So, you know, throughout the book, I talk about, I try to give some practical advice to others as well as how did I get to this place and what did I do in my life. And so I began to discover God's character and who he is, and then in turn was able to find my identity in Christ, not in the people around me and not what, you know, people think about me, but really in Christ. And then, you know, learn how to lead a more effective prayer life. And in that, I was able to persevere. So I figured out a way to draw near to God, I guess.
Did you write this book for yourself or to help others?
Absolutely to help others. I just saw so many people close to me that were living similar to what I had lived in my early days, and they're discouraged and depressed and hopeless. And I just wanted to bring that message of hope to others and help them to get through it.
Can you succinctly talk about the one, two, or three bullets or messages that people should take from your book?
Yeah. Well, you know, it's really, I think it's a process throughout our life, but we can grow closer to God with time and by, you know, putting a few practical things into our life. And that's what I found is learning, you know, learning who God is, and you get that from reading the Bible and praying and all of that, and then finding your identity in Christ, like I said, and being able to really draw to him. And I actually included a study guide at the end of the book. I really wanted this to be a helpful tool to people, so that it, you know, a lot of times we'll listen to a seminar or, you know, take some class or whatever, and we learn a lot, and sometimes we're really motivated by what we learn. But then we walk out of that seminar and we soon forget what we learned and we don't apply it to our life. And so the study guide that I included at the end, I feel, is a good tool to do that. So it takes you chapter by chapter and asks some really thought-provoking questions and really helps you as you go through the book. If you, you know, want to do it that way, you do like a read a chapter a week and go through the study questions. And it really has some good life applications in each of those chapters to make it real to you and help you develop that process of how do you draw near to God in the difficult times.
What's next for Amy Dennis? Another book?
I've got two more on the back burner that I want to get in print, and they're really more of a Bible study. But I'm also a motivational speaker, and so I want to just, you know, bring a message of hope to people about, you know, you can persevere and get through things.
Nice message to end the show on. Amy Dennis, Now What? Boot Camp for the Believer. It is published by Tate Publishing. Amy, it's been a pleasure. Continue along the terrific path you're on right now. I appreciate having you on, and I appreciate everyone listening. This is Stu Taylor.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.